Welcome to the godshow.us daily, the home of Jungkeaton. Wait, no. This is not the Tri-County Competitive Flooring Expo. I have the wrong clipboard. That is on me. What this is, with 15 wisdom traditions, one human question, and answers that will rearrange your furniture from the inside, is the godshow.us. Same conviction. You better question.
TheGodShow.us is a free daily multilingual project where one question gets answered through 15 wisdom traditions. Find today's question of the day, ask your own, and discover your belief profile at TheGodShow.us. Today's question, is the house I keep refusing to leave home, or just the last place I still feel like myself? Now flip it. Instead of asking whether the house deserves to be called home, ask what it would mean if leaving didn't terrify you. Would the self you find there still exist? That inversion is doing something, because maybe the question isn't about the house at all. It's about whether you trust yourself to be recognizable somewhere else. Is the house I keep refusing to leave home, or just the last place I still feel like myself? Yeah. Stoicism goes first for me, and it's almost rude how quickly it cuts through. Marcus Aurelius types, the tradition that says your inner state is the only jurisdiction you own, they look at this question and say, you already know the answer. You've known it since the second time you stayed when you meant to go. The house holds no memory of you. The walls don't register your grief. Only you carry that weight, and you carry it about on the house, not from it. So, Stoicism is asking, is it home, or is it the last mirror that still shows you someone recognizable? And it's saying one of those is worth protecting. The other is fear with good lighting.
I appreciate Stoicism's confidence. I do. But it has a habit of treating dread like a logic error you just haven't corrected yet. And Epicurus actually draws a more useful line here. He's specific about the difference between disturbance located in the body versus disturbance caused by where the body is. If the table, the bread, the person who knows your name, if those things are in that house, stay, without apology. But if you're only there to avoid not knowing where you'll land next, the walls aren't protecting you. They are the dread wearing a familiar face. That's a harder question than Stoicism is asking.
Picture someone at a laundromat waiting out the dryer, nothing to do, nowhere to be for 40 minutes. And you notice the person next to you seems completely fine, maybe even relieved, whereas you feel faintly panicked by the lack of context. That's the Epicurean and Stoic disagreement in miniature. One tradition says, your discomfort is a data point about where you actually are. The other says your discomfort is a data point about who you've decided to be. Hinduism takes it further, specifically Vedantic philosophy, which asks, who is the one noticing whether they feel like themselves? The witness consciousness move. The self that registers familiarity has never actually been inside any room. Find what in you has never arrived anywhere, and the question of leaving dissolves.
Which is beautiful if you can get there, and genuinely unhelpful if you can't. Because Sufism and Islam are doing something different. They're not dissolving the question, they're saying the refusal to leave is itself meaningful data. Islam points to the Hijra, the Prophet's migration from Mecca, and says leaving was the act of worship, not the arrival. The walls around you are real. So is the smallness they have begun to make you. That's not a metaphysics problem. That's a diagnosis. And Sufism doubles down. The house has memorized your grief in a way no other walls have. Leaving feels like a second dying, and the tradition honors that. But the reed didn't become music by staying rooted. It became music the moment the knife entered.
Lion King got handed to the pop culture oracle today. And honestly, for once, the oracle is genuinely earning its place. Simba. The Pride Lands did kill his father. The trauma was real. The exile was real. And there's something the oracle says that I keep turning over. It would be wrong to say Simba was wrong to run. It would also be wrong to say the clouds were lying when Mufasa appeared in them. The house you're refusing to leave might be both genuinely formative and genuinely finished. Buddhism lands here too. The self that feels most like itself in that house is worth acknowledging. Not because the house holds it, but because nothing holds it. Not the morning light through that specific window, not the familiar weight of the door handle. The one you're looking for isn't in the architecture. Christianity has this quietly devastating line. You haven't yet discovered which parts of you survived the threshold. That's where this question got me. Not the leaving, not even the staying, the not yet knowing. Come back tomorrow. I have a feeling the next question is going to push on something equally stubborn.
And that is the final bell on tonight's event, which I want to be clear, was always a philosophy show and never a flooring expo. The paperwork was a clerical error. We are moving on. 15 traditions just walked through that door, and most of them did not come back the same. If this show is part of your weekly rotation, consider supporting it. The God Show. .us is free. It is daily. It is multilingual. And it runs entirely on listener belief that questions like tonight's deserve more than a 5-second answer. Find us, support us, and ask your own question at thegodshow.us. Thegodshow.us would like to thank our sponsor, typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using typeset.us. And thanks to dyorkmusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. The house does not answer. You do. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.